Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
connect the dot, link with the connect and we collect them blocks.
Run into a pussy and collect the squats. When we catch a headshot, disconnect the top. Woo!
Let's talk about the trap, let's talk about the street.
What is up?
You looked up to Jordan, we looked up to Meech. Clean a nigga block up, me that bitch bleach. Spend a half a quarter on a
team. Niggas tryna call me, tryna make another me. My baby mama bitchin', but she still be fucking me. You blowin' up her phone and she steady sucking me. Whoa, whoa. You a sucker, sucker. I gotta bend over, finna fuck a fucker. Them boys police, them niggas undercover. Lil' bitch, that pussy so dry, you finna break the rubber. I done took a nigga life and I take another. Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going out sad. Y'all nigga going out bad. Y'all nigga hang around fat. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat. 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 Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat.
We cannot throw in the towel. Niggas will gun you down. You better move like a cow. Niggas will shoot up the crowd. Dressing up like a trial. These niggas are running your house. Fucking that thot in the mouth, got no sugar bun on my cow. Bitch, ball of shit, rat gay, what we talking about? Bitch, sucking dick for the fame, get the fuck out. Pop me a perk, send me some circ, I'm tripping the fuck out. Send me the skirt, send him the murk and he get knocked out. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, she sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I just wanna smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the old guy. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, she sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I did when the smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the ocean. Get your hoe from the blind side, I got it on me, I'm fine, you're dying. Eat the dick, she wind and dine, I fuck her, she wind and crying. But when they get loud, these niggas ain't down to ride. Your niggas bow to doubt it, my niggas turn to Michael Myers.
Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going out there. Y'all nigga going out there. Y'all nigga hang around bad. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh.
Birthday. Hit the curve, do your number, pick up money. Turn out mama, porch and hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin. 200 band for some bad boy, you better call me. You haul van, get them all, me and what you call it. Money on the phone, money calling, yeah, I talk to it. Need a new say, cause the money got a wall for it. I just spent a day in the bay, it was all good. Back and count it up by myself before I walk through it. All about my business and my pocket number, white folk. Money came by love, cause it bitch ain't need my tight dope. Turn up at the day party and kill them at the night show. Real nigga reunion, I put with her, so I might go. Rapping easy, I can do it on time, I close. When Robin was a job, I would do that shit from 9 to 4. My partner drove from Holly Grove to Harry getting Zans. And I rebook every number one, money in my hand. Rose Day. Do your number, pick up money. Turn out mama, put you hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin.
Say I'm only enemy. Got a cold when my dogs can get in between. I can give them life, no more energy. Amen, amen. Spend about 60 on the time, I can't even lie. No way in, no way out, this shit do or die. So on roll when I roll, must be suicide. Amen, amen.
I can't ride Benz, I don't do peace. I feast, I beast, I gotta eat. Saber tooth, tiger, diamond tooth teeth. Rockin' right now, won't you come peek? People's outside, people's outside. The way that I shake, leave your mouth wide. You need to say grace for you, say thanks.
Amen, Amen. There's left in my life, don't know what's in store. I've been dealing with these blessings that I can't ignore. Putting up the numbers, we ain't keeping score. Amen. Amen. I here on the block with it in my side. Run it in our house for 12 o'clock. Yeah, the hood love me, but you gotta watch. Amen. Amen.
I just pop three, I don't do sleep. Yeah, tryna shoot a scene, make a movie. Yeah, we gon' fall through, coming through deep.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, packed it from the south, moved it to the west. Iced the logo on the cross, threw it on my neck. Yeah, when I rep the set, gotta stay blessed. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. People tryna say I'm only enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can't get in between. I can't give them life, no more energy.
I hear my nana, she be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. Couple bands won't change me. I'ma still be the same me. Niggas say they made me. He just mad cause he hate me. Clip shooting like Katie. Pull a hard time Brady. Now I'm about to go crazy. And your bitch drunk in love. Got me feeling like Jay-Z. I'm a motherfucking god. Pulled up with your lady. Everything I do is big. On the road like gravy. And I'm turned to the max. Might be cause I'm wavy. Do it for all of my niggas. I pull a fuck on my niggas. I don't do drugs. But I just put them in jiggas and pass them all on my niggas. Once I get back, them in the back of my grizzly. Then I start pouring that liquor. Then I just kill them. Then I stop talking to niggas. Stop fucking with all of these niggas. I fuck them all. Find me a bitch you can fuck. I be fucking with all of these bitches. And I got a deal. They want my baby right now. So I stop going rolling these bitches. I fuck them once. Then I stop liking their pics. Then I stop calling these bitches. I got the rock. I got the rock in my pen. I'm walking toward these bitches. Like, hey. I hear my nana, she be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money.
Nick P, too lit, then bitch, too lit. AP, too brick, bad bitch, too thick. Fashion, ooh-wee, back in, ooh-wee. Kardashian, two-piece, Mac of that Uzi. Trapping by Pool Creek, action when it bout me. They say you not the man in the streets, I flash it. Now you got the man with the key. Hold up, I crashed it. Now I'm in that new strategy. Let's handle. They finally free my fucking brother D. Panic. Man, time to turn up on them beats. I'm dangerous. Oh, you acting hard, nigga, please. Gang with me. And we in the club 100 deep, nigga.
Dead bit, too lit, the bit, rule, crit, dark bit, dark shade, dark pay, okay. Red bit, Sade, red bottom 2K. Yacht Master 40K, Atlanta. A new way, bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark shade, dark pay, okay, red bit, Sade, red bottom 2K, yacht master 40K, Atlanta, new way,
Atlanta, new way, I got Blu-rays, still in the bird, bitch, I'm too paid, the forging made me swerve when I'm cruising. Know I make them nervous how I do this shit, nigga. Park the donk on Urban, leave the keys in the ignition. Ain't no shoe like Curry, nigga, try me, I'ma switch. No bitch, I ain't nervous, I got racks and I got glitz. In that blue excursion, I'm in traffic, in no inches. I might go to Phyllis, go to Flame, or throw a 20. I might take a shop and buy that, but ain't no feeling. She still go to college, but her daddy don't be trippin'. And I'm with my partners, time to turn away my niggas.
Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark shade, dark pay, okay. Red bit, Sade, red bottom 2K. Yacht Master 40K, Atlanta, new way. Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark shade, dark pay, okay. Red bit, Sade, red bottom 2K. Yacht Master 40K, Atlanta, new way.
It's the new way, I got Blu-rays. Might pull out the garage in that new race. Fuck them if they hang, bitch, on 2 pay. I'm clutching cause they hang, but it's cool, hey. My bitch
bitch. Big rim, big crib, 4/5 right here.
What?
I won't let you try me ever again.
This
little bitch won't mind that she won't perk this shit. No, it ain't no problem, we gon' work this shit. Order all them bottles, that they got it big lit. And we want them hoes that brung all her friends. We got this bitch loaded, gonna turn them
fake.
Yeah, bitch, too lit, the bitch real quick. Dark, bitch, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red, bitch, Sade, red bottom, 2K. Yacht, master, 40K, Atlanta, new way. Yeah, bitch, too lit, the bitch real quick. Dark, bitch, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red, bitch, Sade, red bottom, 2K. Yacht, master, 40K, Atlanta, new way.
You see the Ferrari,
yeah.
Pulling up in the coupe at the party. We're mixing the lean with Bacardi. We're keeping them after so naughty. K.O. killing lyrics. I spit it so niggas can feel it. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My flows are killing you all. My balls are killing you all. My rhymes are killing you all. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My nigga, my flows are killing you all. My balls are killing you all. My rhymes are killing you all. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My nigga, my rhymes are killing you all. Two-seater, you see the Ferrari. Pulling up in the coupe at the party. We're mixing the lean with Bacardi. We're keeping them acting so naughty. K.O. killing lyrics. I spit it so niggas can feel it. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My flows are killing you all. My balls are killing you all. My rhymes are killing you all. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My nigga, my flows are killing you all. My balls are killing you all. My rhymes are killing you all. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My nigga, my rhymes are killing you all. Bottom, I shoot on my style and we hopped in a Rover. Believe me, we took off. Speeding through traffic when trapping, we're rapping. Kevin Miller, we wearing that Teflon. Digital action with different transactions. With money making, we all flaws. Count the money, gotta get the good. Nigga with the woods, wanna fuck with us. See, every minute is crucial. My niggas be eating no Fruit Loops. This money, we get it, I got that. Cause niggas ain't spitting no boo-boo. Moving the whoop with the Bluetooth. Posting the back with the same crew. My mission was getting a million, they stopped me. But luckily niggas is back on. Smoking every for like Snoop Dogg. Got a puffin' pass for the lucky charms. This cheap charms and I'm all for the good. Nigga, wish you would, try to fuck with us.
Nigga, wish you would, try to fuck with us. I got a bag of blunts, we wanna smoke you up. I ain't playing around when I'm ready to bust. I ain't playing around when I'm ready to bust.
Two-seater, you see the Ferrari. Pulling up in the coupe at the party. We're mixing the lean with Bacardi. We're keeping them after so naughty. K.O. killing lyrics. I spit it so niggas can feel it. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My flows are killing you all. My balls are killing you all. My rhymes are killing you all. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My nigga, my flows are killing you all. My balls are killing you all. My rhymes are killing you all. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My nigga, my rhymes are killing you all. Steady, be ready, my niggas is making this money. It's never no problem, I got it. We did it, it's easy for niggas to make it. It's never no option, I profit for dollars off rappers and rockers, my pockets are swollen off candy and molly. I get it, I want it, we broke at the party with women that's looking inside the Ferrari. Spit fire, gotta blaze it up,
yeah.
Purpleine in that white cup, cherry seats with the blunt smoking,
yeah.
No L's, but I'm still coaching, West side and we still rolling,
yeah.
Pill popping, white panties only, West side and we still rolling,
yeah.
Pill popping, white panties only. Two-seater, you see the Ferrari. Pulling up in the coupe at the party. We're mixing the lean with Bacardi. We're keeping them acting so naughty. K.O. killing lyrics. I spit it so niggas can feel it. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My flows are killing you all. My balls are killing you all. My rhymes are killing you all. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My nigga, my flows are killing you all. My balls are killing you all. My rhymes are killing you all. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My nigga, my rhymes are killing you all. Two-seater, you see the Ferrari. Pulling up in the coupe at the party. We're mixing the lean with Bacardi. We're keeping them acting so naughty. K.O. killing lyrics. I spit it so niggas can feel it. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My flows are killing you all. My balls are killing you all. My rhymes are killing you all. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My nigga, my flows are killing you all. My balls are killing you all. My rhymes are killing you all. I spit it so niggas can feel it. My nigga, my rhymes are killing you all.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay.
Music production. Mixer and master. Video production. Website. Graphic design. EPK. Artist development. DJ. And much, much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip-hop. Let's go.
Turn it down. Turn it down.
Lamborghini Mercy. Don't you see so
crazy. Hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, True West Radio, Mad Monday. It's your man, DJ Hildo, in the building. Get the night kicked off with a very special guest today. We got Mr. Ernest Williams in the house. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, nothing much, man. Nothing much. Trying to keep it moving, man. Trying to keep it moving.
All right, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. We'd like to get started by letting you give the people a little synopsis of who you are and what it is you do, my brother.
Yeah, man. I'm Ernest Williams, man, from Dallas, Texas, man. I'm a Southern Soul artist. You know what I mean? Hey. And this game strong, man. I've been doing this thing for at least 2 years, man. You know what I mean? And hey, trying to win it. You know what I mean?
As a new artist, what was it that got you into music?
Oh man, my mother. It started when I was, a little bitty kid, man. You know, my mom used to, listen to Al Green, James Brown, Marvin Gaye, And, she played that music, man, and throughout the house, man. That's what we grew up on, me and my brothers, So that's where it started from home, from my mother, So, and I've been in it ever since,
Right. And what is your creative process like? What do you do to get you in the groove to get your music started? I understand that you're a producer, writer, and all of that. So what's your chemistry?
Oh man, I just go with the flow, man. I really don't, per se have a chemistry, man. It's just what I'm feeling. If I'm feeling something at that time, I just move on it. And voila,
Right on, right on.
That's about it, It's all about, what I'm feeling at that moment, And and that's how I do my thing. I really don't have a special way of doing, coming up with a song, man. But other than just what I'm feeling at that time, and that's how I do it. That's me.
Now, is this your first recording album?
I started in R&B a long time ago, man. And, I did stuff like, R. Kelly, on that R. Kelly, Keith Sweat, all that, that's the type of music I was doing, that 90s style R&B,
And you got it, You definitely had that instilled, after listening to the tracks that you sit in, man. You sit in some great tracks. I mean, I was confused. I didn't even know which one to even kick off tonight. They so good. I was like, man, this guy here really got something going on. If you had a chance to perform with anybody, who would you like to open up for?
Woo, that's a good question. I mean, that's a really good question, man. Oh man, I would, you know, I like to open up for, like, say, Sweat. Mary J. Blige. It, I mean, let's go on and on, man. You know what I mean? King George. I even up to do King George. You know, and like I say, the list go on and on, man. Cause you got some great people out here, and you know, and yeah. they are really doing big things, man. And so, but yeah, those are the people, some of the people that I would, you know, love to open up for if I can really reach that height, which I think I will. You know, it's just a matter of time, you know. But yeah, those are the people
right on.
That I like to work with, if you know, if y'all are the same.
Now, what would you say is your most useless talent?
My most useful talent?
Your most useful talent?
Singing, you know what I mean? Singing and, hey, man, producing, you know what I mean? Producing and singing, you know, and matter of fact, performing, you know, all that together, all in one. You know what I mean? Okay. I love to perform, man. I love performing, you know? And, you know, it's like when I'm on that stage, wherever I am, I'm just, you know, I'm in heaven, you know what I mean? It's just, I'm in a whole different mind frame that I like, you know, I like to show who I am, let the people know who I am, you know, as an artist and as a person, man, you know? I mean, you know, that's just me, man, and I just love it. I love it because, you know, I started out in school doing it too as well. You know what I mean? So it really, high school was, my introduction to this music game. You know what I mean? And, you know,
right.
You know, when I was doing that, you know, talent shows and things of that nature, you know, I seen how well the people received me, man, when I perform, man, and I'm like, wow, this is where I want to be. This is where I'm going to be for the rest of my life, you know what I mean? And I'm really, really, really committed to this game, you know what I mean? I'm married to this game, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I love it, man. I love it nonstop.
Most definitely. Let's talk about some of these songs. Now, this one here really took me over. I got to laugh when I said it. I already pretty much done it over, but bend it over. How did you come up with that?
Which one again? I can barely hear what you said. I couldn't understand what you said. Which song?
I'm sorry. Bend It Over.
Oh, wow. Bend It Over. Well, you know, I was a studio man, and you know, I was, you know, listening and you know, just going over some things, man. And I think I heard this song, man, and I'm like, well, okay. Now, matter of fact, let me go back. I was looking at this video. That's what happened. And that's what I was looking at a video, I'm sorry. And that's where the motivation come, man. I seen how the girl was shaking that thing, man. You know what I mean? And I'm like, wow. So let me do it. You know what I mean? Let me come up with some, you know what I mean, expressing myself, talking about Bend It Over, you know, because I like the way she was bending it, you know what I mean? So she was the inspiration for that song, you know what I mean? That video that I saw, you know. And hey, you know, people seem to really like the song when they hear it, you know what I mean? They really dig it, you know what I mean? So so hey, that's it. That's how I did it. That's how I came up with it, you know.
That's a real good song, and I could see it trailblazing, you know, really, really jumping off, man. And let's talk about this next song. It's called Call Me.
Call Me?
Call
Me.
Well, another one of my favorites.
We really appreciate you, man. Well, Call Me was, hey, you know, I got a, it was somebody that was going through some stuff, man, and it's just like, wow, let me, you know, let me see if I can put something to that, you know what I mean? That's how that came about. And it was a, matter of fact, it was a friend of mine, to be honest. And, you know, I seen how she was being treated, you know what I mean, by her dude, man. And I'm like, you know, and I, you know, I just went on and, you know, dug into it. You know, I went on and created it from there, man, called me from there, because I don't like to see women being dogged out, you know what I mean? And so it was all this here inspired, you know, by her. And, you know, and so that's really where that song came from. And that's how it came, you know, came about, you know. It's one of those songs, man. It's a true life, true thing, man, that women go through.
Okay.
And men too. Don't get me wrong. And men too. You know, right. I just hate to see anybody go through something like that. You know what I mean? And that's where I'm from. That's where the inspiration came from.
That's right. If you're just tuning in, we've got the one and only Mr. Ernest Williams representing that detail, Southern Soul artist, and he's got some nice jams. If you don't mind, I like to play those two songs that I just asked you about. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let you introduce them to the world, and we're going to jump right into them.
Oh, yes, y'all.
Y'all
know I'm listening to Ernest Williams, and, hey, we're about to play the new song, Bend It Over, for you guys, and Call Me. You know what I mean? Hope you guys enjoy it. You know what I mean?
That's right. Don't turn it down. We're coming back with more of Mr. Ernest Williams right after these two clips. Y'all keep it locked. True West Radio. Here we go.
I'm going to drink that cat like I did last night. Yeah.
just right, just right. I'm gonna stroke that kitty tonight, tonight. I'm gonna stroke that kitty cat just right, just right. You're home alone, crying every night. What will it take for you to understand that I'm the one, I should be your man?
Girl, call me,
'cause we don't treat you right.
Call me,
I can feed your
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yeah, True West Radio. We back in the building with my man, Mr. Ernest Williams, Type 3 shit right there for you. The last song you heard was called Hey. And it's off the chain, you know. I got my co-host with me, Sweet Tea, Muna Ali, just everywhere. We've got the Southern Soul artist from Dallas, Texas on. Mr. Ernest Williams is here with us again. Mr. Williams, we got some more questions for you. I know my panel got some questions for you. But before I get right into them, I'm going to ask you some more, two or three questions, and then I'm going to lick your ass off. You know? First of all, I wanna ask you, how do you feel the internet has impacted the music business?
Okay, you say that one more time, Tyler, man.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I said, how do you feel the internet has impacted the music business?
You know, it just yeah, made things a little harder, man. It's a little difficult, man. Selling records.
Excuse me. Do you have your mic? Are you talking through a speakerphone or? It's kind of hard to hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
No, you still. I can hear you a little bit.
Okay. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah, we got you like butter. I can hear you now.
Yeah. It made it a little, it's different. It made things a little difficult, man. You know, especially if you don't, you know, if you're not computer savvy. You know what I mean? When we was selling records, everybody, they had the record stores and whatnot. You know, it was much easier. Everybody can get, put their music into the stores, man. You know what I mean? Physical stores. And or you can go buy a record. You know what I mean? It was real you know, easy. But now they got this internet thing going. You know, hey, I don't see anything wrong with it. You know what I mean? I don't think it really, you know, I don't really think that today, I don't really think that it too much, you know, I don't think it affects the, you know, music game too bad. You know what I mean? It's just that people just have to get used to, you know, being more, you know, more savvy on the computer. You know what I mean? Just like anything else. I said, once you learn the basic of what that is when dealing with, you know, the digital world, so to speak, I mean, I think things will be, you know, you'll be okay as an artist or anybody for that matter. You know what I mean? You know, so, you know, I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm good. But as far as selling records and whatnot, you know, hey, man, I think it's still the same. You know what I mean? It's just in a different format, you know what I mean, of doing things today. So,
right.
That answers your question. Yeah.
What's next for you?
Excuse me?
I would say, what's next for you in this music game? What do you see yourself down the road 10 years? Where would you like to be, you know, and how would you like to be remembered for the music you make?
Well, I see myself, man, you know, doing big things, man. You know, I see myself, you know, performing, you know, just like I'm doing now. You know, I see myself, you know, really, you know, growing, you know, expanding myself, you know, expanding this music, man, to where it's, you know, hey, I can feed my family, you know what I mean, feed my family and make a difference in the world, you know what I mean, in a big time, in a big time way. And, you know, so, and I want people to remember me, hey, I'm a good guy, you know what I mean, you know, and I'm a hard worker. You know what I mean? I really love music. And, hey, and I was true to it. You know what I mean? I was true to myself and true, you know, how I represent myself in every way. You know what I mean? When it comes to music and in my life, period. You know, so that's how I want to be remembered, basically.
Most definitely. I'm going to give my call in front of the time. Please keep, Mr. Ewell, if you have any questions, you can go ahead and ask them at this time.
Okay.
I'm just now joining the show. I was on a business call. But where are you from?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Okay, Big D, Dallas, Texas.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been doing music? I'm out the loop, so I'm trying to catch up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been doing music forever, man. All my life, man. As I can remember, you know what I mean? I started in church, you know what I mean? Basically, you know, my mom used to play music. And out through the house, man, and you know, old like I say, Marvin Gaye, James Brown, you know, so on, you know, Stevie Wonder, you know, it started from there, you know, and I've been in there ever since, man. Like I said, as far as I can remember, and I really, really gotten when I got older, you know, for us high school, I really, really, you know, got into it from there, you know, because. You know, I used to do those talent shows, man, and I seen how the people, you know, how they respond to me, you know, when I perform, and that, you know, gave me the okay to, you know what I mean, to pursue this thing, man. And like I said again, I've been in it ever since, and I love it, you know what I mean, I really do, man, and I, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Okay, I got one last question. With the music industry about to do a 360, what are you prepared to do to adapt to this, what I deem is going to be artificial intelligence doing a lot of the music as far as production and as far as performances?
You know what? That's a good, that's a very good question, man. You know, it's kind of hard to even say. I mean, you know, all I can do is just keep doing me. You know what I mean? And, you know, and just adapt to what's going on. You know, that's all I can do, you know, and hopefully that it doesn't affect what I got going on in the future as well. You know what I mean? And that's it, you know. I'm going to continue to do me, basically, you know, whatever going on around me. But like I said, I'm the type of person, I will adapt, you know, and keep it moving, you know, moving.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you call it. That's been one of my biggest concerns for the artists and
yeah.
a producer like myself, because now it's going to be a lot of artificial intelligence. It's going to do music production, and then it's going to sit up there, and they're going to write a song, and if they want to take a country song and use Garth Brooks' voice, they can use his voice and make a whole new song that's not him, or a Tupac song that's not Tupac, and still be able to chart on the chart. So that's why I'm trying to scratch my head and figure out how this evolution is going to change the music for the up-and-coming artists who might not even be able to get a foot in the door, because now the people who are used to their familiar artists will be able to hear new music that's not even their actual song, but a voice that sounds familiar to their voice.
Right, right. Yeah, that is scary. It is scary.
Right.
And so, that's deep. That's real deep. And, you know, like you say, everything is changing. Like, I mean, as we speak. AI is going to destroy a lot of things, and I know that, you know, but it's just a matter of time. But like I said again, hopefully, in the way things are going, it doesn't affect anything I got going on, you know. But like I said again, I'm one of those type of people or person, I will adapt, you know what I mean, as it comes to me, man, you know what I mean, when it do come or if it come out my direction, I'm pretty sure I can, you know what I mean, I can deal with it. I'll be able to, you know, either stay out there and do what I do in such a way, you know what I mean? So, what it is what it is, but I know, it's, like I said again, it's going to hurt a lot of people. And, hey, man, all I can do is just keep my head up and stay strong, stay focused, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, most definitely. If you just tuning in online, we got Mr. Ernest Williams in the building tonight, holding down with us on the truth. You can go ahead, Mr. Williams.
No, I was just saying that, you know, I'm just elaborating on what he was saying, you know, what he was talking about. You know, I'm just, I mean, that's a real deep question. You know, it really, really is, man. I mean, like I was just saying, just, hey, I'm just do what I do and just keep it moving, you know, keep it pushing.
Amen, amen. Hey, this is Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Buddha Hype Promotions, Awesome Hustle Never Sleep. And just listen to the show also, man. I like your, as far as the music, just your music is real good, man. Puts me in the mind. I heard, I feel like I was, because when you said, I thought you said Jacksonville, but you from Dallas, Texas, what? You put me in the mind of my big brother, Jesse Wade, also from that area. Y'all got that sound. I see y'all doing some shows together, a couple showcases even in the Dallas area. His style and your style is some of that Southern Soul Blues type, whiskey in a bottle type thing, you know, have a good time.
Right.
You know, that, yes, that, I hear a lot of soundtrack like a part three of my side piece, soundtrack in there too, somewhat like, you know, I hear some of that. I hear some soundtrack in it, you know, for you know, some of the movies going on like that, you know. So even a comedy, these upcoming comedies, you know, that a couple of them songs will be good, you know, when they be on the dance floor or doing their thing, man. But I like your music, though. It's real serious. Your text was right. I could tell you from that area. I just started you from Jacksonville. Are you kin to Lenny Williams or the Williams brothers?
No, sir. I'm not. You know, I would love to be, but I'm not.
Okay. You know, just checking all the above, you know. But, yeah, man, it was on the talking with you. Got the music videos out?
We are trying to come up with something right now. We talk of business, you know, with different companies, different production companies, you know, as far as doing a video. And whenever that comes up, I'll let you guys know. I will let Have Love know about it. I'll keep you guys updated, you know. So,
I don't know what your budget is, but if you reach out to me, I got one of the best video mans in Dallas. He shoots my artist, Roosevelt Wade's videos out there in Dallas for him. So he's one of the best ones, and you know, he's probably going to give you my discount. So need be, and you got a good, you know, good size budget, it's not that expensive, but he's going to give you top-notch quality 4K videos.
Okay.
So he's right there in the Dallas area. He's shooting for the news station, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay. I might have to get with that then. I might have to get with him, you know, because like I said, we are looking right now, you know, for the best one, man, you know, we can come up with, you know, best people or person to shoot it for us, man, you know what I mean? So,
best you're going to get for the bucks, and it's going to be professional quality and a fast turnaround.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking for that. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Like I said, again, you know.
That's Mr. Everywhere, man. Super producer, man. He's a Dr. Dre in the game, like, man. He's a masterpiece, but he likes Luke Skywalker in the South, you know, especially in this area, the Chimney Circle and the surrounding area in the Fourth State. But, yeah, Mr. Will, the music was great. You said you hadn't opened up for anybody. You got some shows coming up. Where can we see you next?
Well, I got another show that's coming up in. I got another show coming up in November. It's going to be in Wisconsin. I really don't have a date yet. I'm waiting for that date to, you know, for them to give me a date. But that is something that's coming up, man, in the future.
Okay.
And yeah, that's going to be big. It's going to be big. You know what I mean? And but like I said, right now, you know, I'm just doing shows around and here in Dallas, man. You know, I'm trying to keep myself sharp. You know what I mean? And everything's going well. Everything's going well, man. Yeah.
I love your music, man. It's real good listening to it. The music was real good, man. It, like Heavy Love said, like butter. It's like it was real buttery.
Right.
Heavy
said, right.
Like butter. Hey, but that's all I'm talking with
this
you, man.
Like
I said, I'm definitely when you get the video out, we're going to put it on the zone and try to get the Dallas and get an interview with you live. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just sit down and talk with you when the Triple D.
All right, that sounds great.
Yeah. Hello, pass my number on to him so he can get my information. I can get that information about video shoots and stuff like that.
We'll definitely get to him, make sure he has everything. You got a caller from the 903. Caller, you live on True West Radio. State your name. Call off from the 903. You are live on True West Radio with Mr. Ernest Williams.
Hey, how y'all doing?
This Fox.
How y'all doing?
Oh,
what's up,
baby girl?
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Y'all doing all right tonight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Doing great. Doing lovely. You know what I mean?
That's good. All right.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Enjoying my off day.
I agree.
Yeah.
Mr. Williams.
I'm just chiming in. Y'all know me. I'll put this on mute. So
he's all right. Pretty good, baby girl. We're glad to have you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Williams, tell me about this song, Top Notch Loving.
Top Notch Loving, man. Top Notch Loving, that was inspiration. That was, you know, inspired by my wife, man. You know what I mean? She's top notch, man. You know, she's one of a kind. Man. You know what I mean? And type of woman, man, that I knew when I first saw her, man, you know what I mean? She was going to be the one, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, she would give you the shirt off her back, you know what I mean, on the coupe. She really will. And so, hey, don't go anywhere without her, you know what I mean? She's my road dog.
Already.
Oh,
such
really?
A beautiful city. Beautiful city.
Thank you
for being a part of the show tonight. I want you to give your contact information so that anybody that's listening can follow you, know where to go get your music at, and if they want to book you, how can they get around to it?
All right. You can follow me on Facebook and YouTube at Ernest Williams Music. And you can follow me on Ernest Williams R&B on Ernest Williams Mr. R&B, I'm sorry, on Instagram and TikTok. And to contact me, you know, for you want to get a show. My number is 214-584-8501. 214-584-8501. You can contact me through that number right there, man. You have me all day long. You know what I mean? And so,
most definitely, it's the honor and the pleasure.
Oh yeah.
We gonna jump into this top notch loving.
Yeah.
Pay a few bills and we'll be back with more of this show. Want to thank our guests tonight for showing up. You're welcome to stay on the show and enjoy the next half hour with us. We're going to jump into these songs, though, and let the world hear some more of this good jam you got. This is Ernest Williams, Top Notch Loving. Let's go.
I never had it like this before. She got this love I can't ignore. All she does is love on me. She knows how to keep me stressed.
cruising down the road on the way to have some fun. Such a beautiful day to get out on the water barbecue in the backyard. I just got paid, so you know I got a pocket full of cash. The sun is shining on me and I love the smell of that fresh cut grass. Down here in Texas, do everything big. Well, we're all about family and we're crazy about our kids. We drive big trucks, so yeah, smooth as rides. Four-wheel estate shining side by side. Texas for me, oh, it's Texas for me. We got family, home, bars, and beautiful girls. Texas swimwear, what a beautiful world. Texas for me, oh, it's Texas for me. Just got a text saying bring ice, liquor, and some beer. It's always that one person that needs something when you're almost there. I'ma play my part, so I'm turning back around. I saw a sexy lady on the way, I honked my horn and yeah, baby, it's about to go down. I text back saying, hey, I'm on my way. And y'all better not eat all the food, I'ma have some shit to say. We drive big trucks, so yeah, smooth as rides. Four-wheel estate shining side by side. Texas for me, oh, it's Texas for me. We got family, home, bars, and beautiful girls. Six to swim where, what a beautiful world. Texas for me, oh, it's Texas for me. Look around, everyone getting along. This is that Texas love, and we all are Texas strong. Beautiful, beautiful, in perfect harmony. I don't know about y'all, but it's Texas for me. We drive big trucks, so yeah, smooth as rides. Four-wheel estate shining side by side. Texas for me, oh, it's Texas for me. We got family, home, bars, and beautiful girls. Texas swimwear, what a beautiful world. Texas for me, oh, it's Texas for me. We drive big trucks, so yeah, smooth as ride. Four-wheel sleigh, shopping side by side. Texas for me, oh, it's Texas for me. We got family, home, bars, and beautiful girls. Texas swimwear, what a beautiful world. Texas for me, it's Texas for me. Yeah, it's Texas.
Chapter systems are offline.
Number one for today's hit. Best and all-time favorites.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Yo, you rockin' with DJ Headlove.
King Scratch, that's me.
Oh yeah, that's me.
Radio.
Yeah. Baby, let's go.
Hit music belongs here. On your number one station.
True West Radio, bitch.
Well, goddamn, ain't nobody gonna say shit. We back at True West Radio. It's man DJ Hero for this thing. I got Foxy in the house. Miss Everywhere, Buddha Ali, and Sweet Pea in the building. What's going on, people?
Y'all can hear me now.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, about damn time. Ooh, these apps. Anyway, how y'all weekend going?
Well, fix it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing Texas shit, you know.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Enjoying what I can enjoy.
Yeah, I've seen that. I like the guy who called in. That was a different guy, though, right? Because he was from Dallas.
Yeah, that was Mr. Ernest Williams from Dallas, Texas, that was on the show. Southern Soul singer.
Yeah, he was a very cool dude. I hate that, you know, these apps that we have to use, it kind of block you out when it's a lot of people on here or whatever, but I'm glad he got his, y'all asked him everything I would have asked him. The only other thing I would have asked him was, which genre did he start with? That's the only other thing I would have asked him.
Yeah.
But you know what? He answered that. He said church.
Right.
So that's that. Did y'all get any rain? Anybody get any rain? I got a little teaspoon of rain finally here for 2 days in a row.
What? I got a table spoon full. Yeah, I got a whole table spoon.
Get the channel rain and hope. It got dark, but it didn't do nothing. If it did, I didn't know.
All it did was made it hot as hell because it was sitting halfway decent. And then it rained, and all it do is, it's a lot of water mains broke over here, too. So we got a lot of evaporation going on, a lot of humidity is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about it looked like a lake in the middle of the street and coming out the neighborhood. It's just water everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It rained though someplace, ma'am.
Oh no, he was trying to see where Foxy was at. Go ahead.
No, I'm just speaking in general. I'm listening to y'all.
It's all for the good in the hood, man. What's going on other than the rain? We know we need that rain, man, but what's really going on?
Man, and I've been finding some, what do you call, extraordinary stories been popping up in the news. There ain't nothing fun been going on. There's been a whole lot of news going on.
What happened? Give us the scoop, sweet pea.
A little boy, three girls had drove off. They had, like, went off a bridge. I guess slid off into some water. You know, it was wet or whatever. It looked like the bridge is flooded. But they, in the car, went into the water. And he went out there and got one of them and brought her back. And it's another girl. She was panicking, and it was an officer there. The officer tried to get her while he got the last girl because she was doing good. She was still in the car, but she was keeping her head above water real good. And he took her to the thing. He looked back, man, the girl, she done almost drowned the officer. She panicking that bad that she can't let the man save her life. She done almost killed the man. So he went and got her, and he had to go get both of them at the same time. And the officer was throwing up and everything. So that she really almost killed the officer.
You know, that's something when you're trying to save somebody, that's something everybody should think about, because usually when you see somebody in a predicament such as that, you do, the first thing that comes to your mind is to try to save that person. But they tell you anytime in life, in lifeguard, that it's best to make sure that you can keep that person calm. If not, don't put yourself in harm. So they basically tell you, go on and let them, you know, die with them. I mean, it's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
hey,
you better.
Well,
he did the right thing. He did the right thing.
Yeah, and the little boy, so he didn't save, like, what? He saved four people. A little black boy with locks. With some locks in his head. And he didn't save, saved everybody, like, even the officer. Because, you know, they have to keep their gear on or whatever. That's what was making him heavy. And, of course, he know how to swim. But, you know, we as black people, for real, we got to do something with this anxiety and this PTSD, because it's a whole lot of stuff that can kill us, but that could kill you too. She almost killed herself and that man. It's just like, what you call it? It's a story they be telling in church about somebody tried to save the man. A guy on a boat came by, and then somebody on a raft came by, and somebody on a ship, and he said, no, I'm standing out here. I'm waiting on the Lord to save me. He get to heaven, and he's like, Lord, why you didn't save me? I waited for you. And he say, well, I sent the ship, and I sent the man on the boat. Now I sent the raft.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No,
I was about
man,
saying, folks.
Gotta... Mm-hmm. It's more than one way of being healthy. We got to get, everybody got to get mentally healthy, too.
Bless you.
Yeah, bless you. Because I ain't going to lie. I'm scared as hell. Then because of the shit they be playing with me as a kid, I know how to swim, but it's something about it that I just tense up. You feel me? When I get in the water, something about it. Might need some hypnosis or something, you know, because this is something about it. And I might not know now, here, my black ass ain't been in the water in a long time, but I did know how to swim. See, when
I always swim
before,
underwater.
You know,
I thought I was off, man.
That's good, though. That's good.
Yes, it was good then. I mean, I go underwater now. As soon as the water touches my nose, I don't panic.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, okay, look, my uncle now. Okay, now. He like almost 7 feet tall. So he been like six foot something since he was a child, you know? And so him 12 years old, that made me like six, going on seven. So before that age range and younger, you know how that you grab kids and jump in the pool and stuff like that or whatever, and just scared the hell out of me. Then one time we was going down a water slide, and my stepdaddy pushed me like to give like a good go. And, man, I flew out that thing into the middle of the pool. And when I say I was struggling, I swear to God, I was struggling. I struggled for my life. I don't even know how I got from the middle of the pool to the outside of the pool. And nobody helped me. The lifeguard didn't come. My mama didn't see it. He didn't come. Nobody came. My sister saw it, and it traumatized her. She still talk about it.
Yeah.
But luckily, she know how to swim.
Yeah. I just have bad memories of swimming. We had a swimming pool here in our hometown back when we was younger, and we all used to go out there, you know, and we all used to horse play. You see all the time the horse play around, you know, the pool. And we had a homeboy who actually ended up basically just to kill himself. when his horse playing, running around the pool, and he slipped on the pool. He slipped in the pool and hit his head on the curb.
Oh,
and,
damn.
Yeah, they thought he was actually just laying in the water playing, and the dude laying there dying.
Damn, that's the problem.
Yeah,
they don't take nothing serious when they use that for that kind of stuff. Oh, let them play a little. Oh, they go. Oh, they go.
Yeah.
But hopefully, that people won't burn up in the damn pool, because if it's 100, feels like 100 some degrees. Shit, what's the pool feel like? And that's why I ain't even interested in this. When you paying money for memberships in neighborhoods to pool, you can't use that pool.
Yeah.
We cannot use that pool. And it's open for 4 hours on Saturday and Sunday. And they don't even need it in the neighborhood. They shouldn't even charge people for that.
Yeah, they actually, I think they did try to, you know, get some type of reparations from his accident, because, you know, the lifeguards, they neglected to step in and help him immediately, you know, and he had been in the water so long that his brain had started swelling and hemorrhaging. So that's how he ended up, you know, passing. You know, from the accident. That's why I tell people, you know, you have to be careful. Watch your surroundings and see what's going on to know, you know, your position. So, that's something, you know, that everybody should think about when they go swimming. Whether it be in a pool, or going to, you know, going to the beaches, anything like that, you know. But, you know, that beach can be so dangerous because of that undercurrent. And you don't know how strong the undercurrent is. You think you 2 or 3 feet out. The undercurrent, we done 10, 15 feet out in the water. You know? And by being salt water, which a lot of people don't realize, that if you're in salt water, you're going to float. You know? So most people just panic when they can't feel their feet up on them. Or can't feel the ground. And most of the swimmers, you know, when they go to the beaches, they are endurance swimmers to know how to swim against the current. You know, so that happens a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
That's why I don't play around like that, but I told y'all I can't even get in salt water, so not for money. I am good on all of that. All the good crabs and all the good shell fish floating around making me sick. All that that's an iodine pool, the salt water.
Right.
I want to try that sea moss so bad, but I know it's from out the ocean, so I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I didn't got it together now as an adult, but I was fucked up when I was a kid, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody barbecue?
It's kind of bad. In other news, have y'all noticed that there have been so many different fires that have been burning out of control lately?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of people are, you know, really...
Man, I didn't tell y'all, a wildfire just popped up in a lady's yard. They was doing a story on the news, and they had it on her security camera. It was like the middle of the day, and she had a clear yard, nothing in her yard. Nobody drove by, nothing. Sun, no clouds in the sky. You see a little smoke start, and then you see a small fire burning, and then you just whoosh, the whole yard start burning, and the neighbors put the fire out. And she get home like, you know, what happened to my yard or whatever? And she play her security camera back. So, don't be throwing no cigarettes out. Don't be none of that. If you can, try to water the area that's chilling in too, you know, because it's dangerous out here.
Mission.
I don't even know what's going on.
Really? And you know, a lot of this year, I think people are just setting fires or testing the sea, you know. And, you know, Labor Day is one of those weekends where everybody likes to barbecue. So I had a good meat going on.
Ain't none of y'all barbecue?
No, I ain't barbecue. I was hoping somebody brought me some good home cooked barbecue. But it was just a dream. It was just a dream.
Ain't nobody said nothing either. It's so, I guess it's so hot. Everybody like, whatever.
Yeah.
I was talking today. Everybody used to do stuff at nighttime. Well, people get old now, so they just don't do it.
Yeah.
Have a good backyard thing. I might get me a tent. Hell, I'm gonna start chilling by myself.
All right then. And, you know, really, that's the best way to do it, do something by yourself, man, because other people get around you and do stuff. It becomes, like, real trying, man. So, you know, it's always good to step alone in by yourself. That way you know what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you come here. Find me some sandals the way I like my uncle. Used to do. Then you gotta wear them sandals if you on the barbecue pit.
Better not that hot dog fall off that grill and land on your big toe, then you gonna be ass out.
For sure.
You better knock the whole meat off the goddamn grill. Better fail knock the whole grill over.
You know what? When I heard your voice, it reminded me. You know how you're talking about the radio and the record labels and stuff now? Have y'all, anybody listened to the radio lately? If you listen to the, what's it called? 97.9? They playing the oldest shit I've ever heard. They do not play new music on 97.9. Whatever radio company owns them, and they used to back in the day, they was the hip thing, but everything they play is old. And I wasn't tripping because, you know, that was my jam. But I turned on the radio in the middle of the day, and I heard, L.O., they know. I'm like, what?
Yeah, they play that on the lunchtime. They play all that lunchtime, and then Michael Watts still got his show on the weekend. 104 be speed nights. I be listening to radio all the time, man. I got that radio app. Tune in. Tune in free radio. You listen to any radio station in the world.
Well, the reason they're doing that is because listeners are shying away from all this new stuff. It's what it is. It's 10,000 new songs uploaded every 30 days. And now some people are saying, you know what? I'm not going to be a consumer of this new music. If it comes on, it comes on, but I'm not going to consume it. I'm not going to go buy it. If I listen to it and take a quote out of it for being a fan of it, they're not fans of it no more. They're being fans of the old music. You can put on a Tupac record and you have a 16-year-old who wasn't even around when he was alive and singing word for word to the song. And you like, how's this 16-year-old sit there and sing the word for words of the song? And it's just like us. We started listening to Gap Band and listening to Whoever Never from way back in the Gap, 60s and before we was even born, 70s before we were born, because it was better sound of music. When hip-hop came out, it was a new brand of music. So that's why we gravitated to it. Now it done got so tainted, my booty hole brown. And people were putting this out on the airways. And people
were
like,
We done got to the point where, you know, for my generation, it was like a song, like off of a old song. But that song was really off of an R&B song or something like that or whatever. But long story short, they coming back around remaking the rap songs that we made, you know, our generation, scratching them generation, but they not coming hard enough. Like, some of them is hard, and I like them a lot, but I think that was Tiger. Tiger did Same Hope, you know, and that shit is so weak. If you going to do something, a song like that, every other city we go. You got to come hard if you going to redo
but
something
I'm
like that.
I'm
going
to tell you what's going on. When we came up, and here's what happened with music. Back in the day, your artist didn't write that song. If you looked on any album cover, it would say performed by Marvin Gaye. It didn't say written by Marvin Gaye. It might say written by Mitchell Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Marvin Gaye just sung the song. You know, not discrediting him for Marvin Gaye, but that's how it was. It had songwriters and then artists. The songwriters wrote the song for the artists to perform. Nowadays, these artists are trying to be songwriters, and they can't even barely read or write. So they just get flip-flap, and put it on that thing beat. And they got one little phrase. Rip me out the plastic. I've been acting brand new, and they think that's supposed to be it. One little catchphrase,
and
they think that's it. My booty hole brown, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. That's it.
Man, baby,
who
well
was
flat. That's
that?
Exactly
you if you look at Tokyo
Jet,
you look at light-skinned Keisha, you look at Asian Doll, you look at all the other dolls, where are they at? Are they making a record every 6 to 8 months? Are they going on tour every 6 to 8 months? They had a season when they came out, performed. Oh, Tokyo Jet, she's the next big hit. She's the next big hit. Now you don't hear Tokyo Jet nowhere. Light-skinned Keisha, oh, she go hard. Don't hear her. Big Boss Bet, oh, she go hard. Don't hear her. I can go on and on and on because they didn't have no writers to write them some lyrics. Nicki Minaj and them had writers. Cardi B had writers. Beyonce has writers. Beyonce don't write her songs. She pays people and tells them, don't say you wrote it. I wrote it. Same way Dr. Dre does. Okay, Daz made the beat, but nope, Daz, we going to pay you, but we going to say produced by Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre can barely play a goddamn piano note. Facts. He's a good drum programmer. He can't play piano notes. You hear that on World Mad Record Crew before you turn off the light. Dum, 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 dum. That's Dr. Dre right there. But the fact of the matter is, he's not a producer, but when you got money like him, you pay people and do a non-disclosure. That means you can't discuss on a podcast, a radio show that you made the beat, that you wrote my song, or I'm going to sue you because it makes me look like I can't do none of this stuff. If everybody knew that Beyonce didn't write her song, they'd be like, oh, Beyonce, she ain't all that. She don't write her own music. Drake don't write his own music. Lil Wayne didn't write his own music. You see, so
I know
now,
something else that people like Marvin Gaye and all the people that you speak of, they did not write their own music. But once they got famous and stuff like that, they don't say it until they die, but it's in the credits. They got to write songs for other people. And I thought that was so strange. It's like, oh, okay, you did good with my song, so I'm going to let you write her song, and you're going to get the money from writing her song. And if she good enough, then we'll let her write a song for somebody else, but not your own song.
Well, here's how it was in the music industry. It was hit or miss. If they release an album and that album don't chart, it was a failure. If Michael Jackson got an album out and he didn't come in the top 10, it was a failure. And what happens is, Sweet P, you in charge of this new artist coming out. And that new artist don't chart. Well, where's Sweet P going to work in the next 3 months? After they say, well, we got to cut you loose, Sweet P. You couldn't get that artist to stardom. So what do you do?
And you know
you
got
to do whatever it takes. Hey, man, I'm going to have you get somebody else to write them songs. And the lyrics that you coming with, like Sweet P said, that shit whack. That shit, like Bubba Dove say, trash. So we going to get somebody to write these lyrics, because my job is on the line. Now, jobs ain't on the line. If it was back like the old 80s, and they tell A&R, you sign a goddamn artist that's whack, and they don't chart, you fired. The next day, they wouldn't be signing all these 6ix9ines and all these flip-flop artists, because they would be like, boom. But what they're doing now, they say, hey, man, we'll take this artist, give him $50,000, sign him to a two-album record deal, and we'll make one or two hits off of them, and then we'll kick them back out to the street. So that's what they do. They do two songs. You go on tour for 4 months, and when you come back home, your ass over there stuffing bras down your goddamn shirt over at Dollar Tree because your ass done got dropped from the record label. That's what happens to all these female rappers and male rappers, too. They getting dropped. Nobody's writing songs that make sense for them. They trying to do them.
I ain't got nothing against Tiger personally. He makes pretty good music usually, but when these people, and if y'all listen, anybody doing music, when you redo a song, you got to come with that same energy. Don't you think you're going to lay down a rapper verse on a Tupac beat? No. Tupac is aggressive. Tupac is that nigga he wanted you to know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever he thought of himself came across in his flow. You ain't going to get on no Tupac. You just, don't go there. No. That's what messed it up for me. You got to match that energy. Like, okay, Lil Webby. Lil Webby's son, Trent Savage, is what he called himself. He got a song out, right? Because people remaking his Daddy Beats and all that. He want to rap. He did, redid Bad Bitch and called it Like a Wife. And I tell you one thing, it's too much auto-tune. And he could come in a little bit slower on the beat, but he puts his daddy on the beat, his daddy on the first verse, because it was just on the remix, like a remix, so it carried for him. It's a way to do this. It's a science to all of this, especially like that. See, that song is going to carry him because he put his father on the first verse. And he know people like me still listening to rap, been waiting like, nigga, where do they keep damn music? You know what I'm saying? And that kind of thing. And it really carries when you hear it. The energy go across. Too much auto-tune, but it works. That what Tiger did, it don't work for me. It's just too laid back. I ain't never heard too, even on Brenda's Got a Baby. That nigga, he wasn't late. Brenda's Got a Baby. But Brenda's barely got a break. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna feel it. Every word. It wasn't like that for me.
Well, what's missing in the music is artist development. See, they had artist development. They said, well, back in the 60s and 70s, they had a stylist. They said, come in and get your size, make your suits. So the group had the same suit on. They're going to turn around and say, okay, we got a hairstylist. They're going to give you this kind of style. This is your image. This is your dance move. This is how you're going to talk your interviews. Nowadays, they get on there
with their homegirl from the hood done put a messed up installed wig in their head, talking all crazy, dressed like a hot mess, and can't rap with a damn because they ain't nobody developed them. So that's why the industry is so tainted right now.
Another thing, though, you were talking about that female rapper. See, these rappers, they not little girls no more. They not young people. They grown women now. And the money that they are making for endorsing products and modeling and wearing different kind of clothes and stuff is way more money than they making for that rap. And they know them better now. And they waiting for them contracts to expire. Because one thing I do know for sure is that you do way better almost selling almost nothing on independent. But it's like you go major, you sell a whole lot and you get nothing. You'll get more just going independent. So they learning that too. Everybody learning the business. Everybody tries that. Okay, well, I'm going to just blow up. I need to blow up. I need to. It didn't work like that.
Well, see, some people don't understand. You can go independent regional. That's like all those Houston artists. They regional artists. Not all of them, but 75% are regional artists. You can go to another region and they say, who is that? And you'll be like, man, you don't know. Who is that? I've never heard of them. And that's fact. They don't never heard of them. You got artists in the Bay Area that's regional artists. They're not a Too Short or E-40, but you be like, who is Larry June? Larry June is one of the hottest rappers out of the Bay Area right now.
You know,
so it's just like the regional artists. He'll go California, Arizona, Washington, probably Nevada, and then he's happy. He's content. He don't give a damn if he's going to Kansas City or Houston. He's a celebrity in his own turf. You know, which is a good gift and a curse, because if you can get over that hump and get to other regions, then your money might be able to get bigger. But some people,
you know, that's because I remember when the Ghetto Boys dropped the Time Taker album, and I went to Atlanta for the Freaknik that year, and my homeboy had a nice music system in his truck. And he was like, man, let me play that Tinky shit you got, man. And then he plays in Atlanta, I don't know nothing about that. And I was so surprised that didn't nobody know who the Ghetto Boys were. And that was like in 94. And which I thought the Ghetto Boys had already became a world-renowned group, which I knew in the industry that they were. But at that time and point, it was like Ghetto Boys was all Houston. You know what I'm saying? The Houston, the artists that were out during that time was out in their area. Like in Atlanta, you had the group that JD put out, you know what I'm saying, Organized Noise. All those groups were just Atlanta-based artists.
They used to kill me. Everybody
was
like, oh, you from Houston?
You remember Kilo Ali? You know, that song, Cocaine, and do you hear what I hear, that boom? You remember that head of love?
Yeah,
Kilo Ali, he's the first one out of Bankhead. Way back in 85, what was that, 85, 80, 86, somewhere like that, 87? He was the first one coming out, around 87, I want to say, 86, I think. So we was in California, I'm playing that, everybody's looking at me like, what the hell is this? They weren't using no 808 bass out there in California. They like, man, what the hell y'all playing here? And I'm playing that, and they looking at me crazy. 8-Ball MJG on the outside looking in. They looking at me crazy like, what the hell is this? We on some NWA and Compton Most Wanted. They looking at me crazy.
Yeah. That's how it was,
man,
back in the day, man. Music was so regional.
He gonna make me want to listen to some Screw, all them damn songs he just said. But the way, that's how it used to be. People used to get up like that, and they used to be like, oh, you from Houston? Yeah, H-Town. They be like, you know Jay Prince? I'm like, hell no. I don't know no damn Jay Prince. I don't know that nigga. They be like, oh, you know Scarface? Smile for me. I'm like, nigga, I know Scarface. Mind playing tricks on me. And they be like, oh, you know Zero? I hate you, big. And it's the one thing, y'all. I was like, if one more person asked me, they be like, you from South Park? I'm like, yes. Do you know DJ Screw? I'm like, man, y'all got to chill.
You know what's funny? When I moved back to Florida from California, I had to sit up there and tell them about how California gangs operated, like, every day to a different group of people. Hey, man, what do they do? How do y'all do the gang sign? They want to know all this information. I'm like, man, y'all can go out there and find out. They say fuck around and find out.
Yep.
What's it like in L.A.? I say, I never lived in L.A. All they do is L.A. Everybody knows L.A. L.A. Compton. You been to Compton? Nope.
They didn't have no respect at first for Houston, but then slowly, it was funny to me though, when people from New York started asking me stuff. They were like, oh yeah, this person, that person, get on board, and this and that, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but the sad part about it, they were playing Ghetto Boys in New York, you know, because Reddy Red was from New York.
Yep.
So when he would go back and forth to New York, he was taking Ghetto Boys albums up there and breaking the records in New York. So it was like, damn, Reddy Red, Bushwick Bill, they both from New York.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people didn't know that. They thought they was actually from Houston. They were from New York. Reddy Red was from New York. Which surprised me. I was like, I learned it later on in life. I'm like, oh, damn, I'm thinking him and Bushwick Bill from damn Houston. I'm like, man, ain't
no.
What if they went to New York, grew up in New York, and just relocated? I'm like, okay, all right, I feel that. But that's who broke Ghetto Boys in New York, their DJ.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Bill, he still got his, his twang. He sound like he's from New York. Doesn't sound like you could tell, and I remember he.
Yeah, he's Jamaican. Yeah, I didn't know. You know, I learned as I went along that he was Jamaican because, you know, like I said, I didn't know at first Scarface was DJ Action before he even joined the Ghetto Boys. He was just a DJ in Houston, and they said, "Man, we're gonna get DJ Action, and we're gonna teach him how to rap." Because the first Ghetto Boys beats were New York hip hop beats. You listen to them, and they were hip hop New York beats. All that first grub, grip it on the other level and all that, that's all hip-hop beat. Listen to
it. Y'all know what's one of the most classic things in hip-hop to me is Scarface's laugh. He got this weird-ass laugh.
Well, y'all know we got to do like 5-1 beats and build it up, baby. We have to take a stand and be that entity that gives these artists a chance to stay relevant. That's my only thing I try to do is make sure these artists stay relevant, you know what I'm saying? Try to support any and everybody. And my problem is I support a lot of people who don't support me. But at the same time, you give me the energy to keep moving and promoting and getting people out here. So if anybody's listening on the station like tonight, you know, get your music submitted to the radio station. Hit me up, headlove22@gmail.com. That's HEAVLUV22@gmail.com. Or you can send it to King Scratch, KingScratch@gmail.com. Y'all know I can't spell it. I'm illiterate. I don't even know how to spell my own goddamn name. That was just trying to do a little bit of humor, you know. I thought, you know, I say I'm smart, and then say I'm dumb at the same time. Yeah.
No, you doubted yourself. That's what happened.
I knew it. Because I really got stuck on spinning scratch. And the cold part about it is I know how to spell scratch day. Sad. It's sad. But it's all for the good, man. Man, we got another show coming up Wednesday night. It's going to be just us. We have just us tonight, so we're going to be talking about different values and different matters, what's going on. Peace in this government, you know what I'm saying? Like Big Mike said, as I look through this world of mine, I'm checking out the peace.
Is anybody out there that Burning Man goddamn opinion? I don't know why the hell y'all out there seeing a goddamn statue getting burnt in the first damn place. 70,000 people trapped at the Burning Man event when it flooded out.
And where was that?
That's in Nevada, over there close by Scratch. They getting all the floods. He said the Crips and the Bloods. Now you living out there where it always floods.
We used to always talk about the heat. And now they dealing with the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely be a sight to see. But we want everybody to stay safe, man. Stay hydrated. The summer is not quite over yet. We are in the dog days of it, so make sure you stay hydrated, you know. Whether you're drinking beer, liquor, weed. I must be smoking. Ain't there some?
They got marijuana.
Y'all give me a few claps. I've been sober for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, Buddha got the new redemption marijuana drink too, so y'all can go pick that up.
Marijuana beer, marijuana daiquiri at the what's your club, Punk? Mister, what's the name of the club? At the Dapper, at the marijuana Dapper.
Okay. We're going to have to travel to get some of that. If I can't inhale it, I might can ingest it.
Stay not so with marijuana
Dapper. Damn, Buddha took his 5-pound nacho back. He said, God dang it, it's 4 pounds and 14 ounces. So they had to put some goddamn jalapenos on top to make it goddamn 4 pounds and 4 pounds and
16
ounces.
He got a whole refund. I didn't get an answer on extra meat and cheese. That nigga got some pimples.
Hey, he two of them got me a refill on the deck.
He's gonna get a whole refund.
That's what's up. I'm gonna make sure you take me to that spot. We gonna go to that spot right there.
We good. They got flavored catfish now, flavored wings, flavored pork chops.
I'm going to get some of this wine.
5-star restaurant when you eat like this.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal glass.
Boy, me and Buddha going to eat. Every time we hit that road, Buddha, we finna pull up and eat steaks. Buddha got their eyes light up like cream. He said, shit, boy. I say, order anything you want on the menu, boy. We can get it in.
Let me stop getting to this now. Let me tell you this. You better not give me that opportunity.
Yeah, we tried to get you, man. We didn't make it down there. They got us on stage too late, hell, love. But we was on our way to see you, though.
It's going to see you and Foxy. We going to stop by Foxy in them house and then come see you.
Well, I'll be somewhere around God's throne when y'all come. Yeah. I might be in the valley.
Yeah, we're going to get booted back.
P Valley. They ain't going to P Valley.
Oh, no. Hopefully not.
Just stay out of P Valley. You got too many he she's out that way.
That's why I say hopefully not.
I ain't never
when
episode.
You walk outside, when you walk outside now, you don't see nothing but he she's. He she's and her
he's. And I you don't hear nobody talking about it no more. Everybody got called out. Everybody got called
right
out watching it, so they don't even watch it no more.
Hey, but they clock, y'all need to check out. They cloned Tyrone if y'all ain't seen it. They got a lot of the stars from that show on there, man, but watch, they cloned Tyrone and decoded when you watch. They cloned Tyrone, it's on Netflix.
Okay.
They cloned Tyrone, great, good move with Jamie Foxx. Oh, old boy from Star Wars. It's real good, man. It's got a sign through the whole movie. First
now watch
movie
that,
you're confused. Yo,
what you call it also? Y'all watch George Foreman.
And what name was his own?
That's on Netflix, George Foreman. Big George Foreman on Netflix. Got Marshall, Texas in the background, and got that thing. I think I see Lurkin, Texas over in the background.
Well, that's our time, people. Good night. We'll see.